All right, we're going to talk now about a very contentious debate going on in Washington, stripping federal funding from Planned Parenthood from the Republican spending bill that is being debated right now in the House and Senate. We're going to talk with somebody from distinctly one side of the story. That somebody is Democratic Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore. She represents Wisconsin's 4th District, which is in and around Milwaukee. And she joins us now from her home state to share her story and her thoughts on reproductive health funding. Congresswoman, we'll get to your personal story in just a minute, because it is your personal story that has kind of shot you into the headlines over this debate. But first, let's get to a little bit of news. There is a deal afoot on this very spending bill that we're talking about that funds the government that does not include a Republican move to defund Planned Parenthood briefly for now. Are you encouraged by that?
Oh, very much so. I don't think anything that would eviscerate Planned Parenthood funding could possibly pass. You know, Democrats and Republicans, you know, disagree over issues like abortion, but most reasonable people agree that you have to have family planning. That has been the compromise for decades, that you don't really put women in a position where they can't control contraception, that they don't have, where they have no contraception, and then expect them to be well.
Now, the debate is not new, of course, Congresswoman, but your take on it sort of was, you kind of got personal on the House floor last week and gave colleagues and the C-SPAN nation there a sense of your own personal story growing up as a poor single teenage mother. Let me play some of your comments for you.
I can tell you, I know a lot about having black babies. I've had 3 of them. And I had my first one when I was 18 years old, at the ripe old age of 18, an unplanned pregnancy.
Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, it's not uncommon for politicians to bring their personal stories into their positions. But why did you decide this was the moment to get so personal with yours?
You know, it wasn't a decision as much as I had listened to hours and hours and hours of debate from the so-called experts on this issue. And it was difficult to just sit there and listen to people pontificate about things that they knew nothing of. I really respect people who don't want to see abortions. But the hypocrisy of policymakers with respect to this issue was just untenable. We have ended the entitlement to assistance for poor women and children within the same bill where they would eviscerate funding for Planned Parenthood. They cut $750 million from Women, Infants, and Children's program, literally taking milk out of the mouths of babes. Take away funding for maternal and child health block grants, and so on and so forth. Public policy literally does not square with the would-be laudable moral imperative for women to have children when they have unintended pregnancies and when they're young and vulnerable.
And of
course, public policy supports are not there.
And of course, all of the arguments that you're making about food for women, infants, and children, programs for poor mothers, and family planning, let's face it, get completely eclipsed by the debate over abortion. Now, you're not the only member of Congress with a personal story. Your colleague, Republican Representative Tim Huelskamp from Kansas, had a personal story of his own that he used on the House floor in debate with you. Let's listen to Congressman Huelskamp.
My wife and I have 4 adopted children, and they're watching tonight. But they're adopted children, and they come from a group of children. The history of Planned Parenthood has targeted minorities. My children are adopted. It's the very type of children this organization, and there's evidence, it still continues today.
Congressman Huelskamp is a conservative from Kansas, and he wants to defund Planned Parenthood. Part of his argument, Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, is that Planned Parenthood operates in minority communities, and frankly, the babies that get aborted are disproportionately minority.
Well, God bless him for adopting those 4 children. I do think the children deserve loving parents. And as touching as that is, the reality is that a lot of black babies, in fact, do not get adopted. People will go to Asia, and Russia, Asian, other Asian countries to adopt nice, healthy white babies, and black babies languish in foster care for ages. My own sister adopted one of her grandchildren after he languished in foster care for 18 months.
Issue here, Congresswoman, is of course one of federal funding. We get a lot of listener responses here on The Takeaway, Congresswoman. Let me bounce one off you from a listener in Oklahoma because I'd love to get your reaction. Listener says, cut Planned Parenthood funding. Why should a portion of taxpayer money be used for abortions and birth control? That should be up to the individual and health care insurance companies to pay, not for the taxpaying public. What do you think of that argument?
Well, you know, I appreciate this taxpayer calling. We all pay taxes, but we're all citizens as well. It's not as if we don't ignore the costs of unintended pregnancies and children who are at risk. We still have to educate them. We still have to endure the social costs of forcing pregnancy on people. And with respect to insurance paying for their birth control, 69% of women 75% of Planned Parenthood patients are at or below 150% of the poverty level.
So they probably lack insurance, many of them.
They lack insurance.
Yeah.
They lack the capacity, really, to buy birth control. And birth control, of course, is a lot less expensive than having a child, and certainly less than having an abortion.
This debate,
I do want to know that we
have to let you go, Congresswoman. I'm sorry because we have to wrap up the show. But this debate on birth control, family planning, taxpayer funding, and abortion is definitely going to continue, and it's going to continue in Congress over the next week or two. That's Democratic Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore from Milwaukee. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
And a story from Gwen Moore's home state has a lot of our listeners around the country talking. Let's hear what some of them have been saying to us.
This is Jeffrey Green from Brooklyn. What concerns me most about what is going on in Wisconsin is the fact that a lot of people have bought into what politicians do best, and that's to feed on the bottom strata of their emotions. So you've got a lot of people with low-paying jobs who cannot afford insurance who are now very bitter, and they are saying, why should unions have what I don't have?
That's one listener sharing his view. Add your voice to the mix. Call us on 877-8MYTAKE or head to thetakeaway.org. I'm Femi Oke.
I'm Todd Zwillick. John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee are out. They'll be back. This is The Takeaway.